Why don't you introduce what this place is and a little of the history?
Hi, I'm Jerry from Jerry's Records over here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're one of the world's largest record stores, maybe the world's largest all-vinyl store, because all we sell is 45s, 33s, and 78s. And I've been doing this for 33 and a third years. This is my anniversary. I even had T-shirts made up. 33 and a third years. I don't think I'll make it to 45 years because I'm getting old. And I certainly won't make it to 78 years.
But, oh, don't say that.
We just buy records off of other people who have never carried any new records or like from a distributor or anything. We buy off of people who don't want them and sell them to people who do want them. That's what we do. We're closing in on about 2 million records right now. Now, many of them are 45s, about 800,000 or 900,000 45s, and the rest albums.
Now, a lot of people have gone online to sell this kind of stuff. You don't really do much online trading.
I don't do any eBay. I actually hate eBay because it artificially inflates the prices of records. It's nice to go and find a record you've been looking for $4 or $5. It's not so nice when you get in a bidding war and it comes in the mail and you realize you paid $50 for a record that's not even worth that.
That seems to me to be a choice you've made that is not motivated by money. Very strange in this day and age.
Yeah, well, I learned a long time ago I won't be rich, so I might as well be reasonably content. And I provide a job for my son, who's basically unemployable. A lot of my workers are basically unemployable. So I'm doing a good thing here, you know?
It's a charity.
And some of my other relatives work here too, you know, so.
So you're sort of a little entrepreneurial mogul.
Yeah, I'm something. I don't know if I'd say I was that, but I think I'm just an eccentric guy who loves music and got carried away with all these records. As you can see, you know, there's just too many records here right now.
How many do you sell in a given month, I guess?
Well, I always say, I usually buy about 2,000 every week and I sell about 300 or 400. Now, you don't have to go to CMU and be a business major to know that that's not a very good business plan. That's why I'm stuck with 2 million records. Many of them, of those 2 million records, I would say 60-70% of them just aren't sellable. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I'm going to preserve them or something or whatever.
In Lucite?
No, they make good insulation, actually. You know, all they are is cardboard and plastic. I always tell people, build your shelves along your walls. They'll keep your room warm in the wintertime. You know?
Is that true?
It's true. Why wouldn't it be? You know, remember in the old days, you used to shove newspapers between the plaster and the drywall. Well, this is cardboard.
The many uses of albums, you can't do that with CDs.
I have so many albums, Rico, that I could actually build a house out of them, you know. If I could find a way to, you know, like you said, lucite them or cover them with polymer or something and just use them for shingles, you know, I could build. I know I'd make the paper if I did that, you know.
No, what, I mean, how do you stay afloat?
Well, it's what we do. We stay afloat. We're just about paying everybody, paying the bills, and I make a little salary, and my son, see, between the two of us, we make a good salary, but if you split it two ways, it's not so much. But that's what I'm doing. What else could I do with these records, you know? I mean, I'm kind of stuck with them, you know? I'm not the kind of guy that's going to throw them away or...
You came close, though, to closing down a little while ago.
That's because I had some health problems, but I lost 100 pounds, and I had diabetes and all that crap. And then I got it all under control. So it looks like I'm doomed to live another 5 or 10 years anyhow. Now, I was going to sell it so my kids wouldn't be stuck with it, you know, turn it into some money.
You know, Paste Magazine just mentioned you as one of the best record stores in America. How did that happen?
Well, there's a guy from here, Justin Hopper. I don't know if you know him. He had some input. They asked him if he knew any best record stores. So, you know, of all those stores, though, I'm the only one who's all vinyl. You know, every one of them sells CDs, DVDs, motorcycle jackets, T-shirts, you know, magazines.
This Homes.
Is the only pure, I think, all vinyl store. I mean, of this size, you know. Right here, there's like almost 13,000 square feet. And then I have a warehouse. I moved into an old car dealership. It's 17,000 square feet. I live there. I live in one part of it, and the rest is full of records. That's where the other million is right now. Yes.
You got a car dealership full of records?
Yeah, that's what this used to be, too. You should look around, see all those girders and concrete floors. It's the only place you could actually put records that would stand the weight.
You know, the way the car industry is going, you may have more opportunities to buy.
Oh, yeah, it's funny you said that, because I said, man, this is the time to franchise. There's going to be about 600 used car dealerships or car dealerships going out of business. You see Jerry's Records? Everywhere there was a car dealership? I could make some money, huh? But it's a good thought, you know?
Sure. How much do you normally sell records for here?
Basic price is $3. I bet you 70% of them are $3. Then $4, probably 20%. And then $5 and up the other 10%. That's the more desirable records and the more odd records. But anything that I have a lot of, I sell for $3 usually.
Why so low? I mean, like...
Well, because that's the way they sell, you know? There's no drought on them. These people who have a little store and try to get $10 for Doobie Brothers albums, that's just ruining the hobby too, you know? That's what drives people. They don't even go to them places, you know? That's why they're folding up.
So, and you think that's why you're sort of like, you know, you've got the right price point, so you're surviving?
I know. That's the only reason why. Now, I get a lot of people from overseas come here. They actually help keep me afloat. And they'll take out 500 records for $3. I'll give them a little discount. They'll take them over Germany, Japan, Italy, Britain. And they'll sell them for, I don't care. You know, I got my $3 out of them. I probably paid $1 or something for them or less. So I'm fine.
But I mean... They're going to take your product and sell it for more. Why don't you just sell it for more in the first place?
Because I don't want to. That's too much work. I like to buy records and sell them, you know. And once they're out of my hands, you can only sell them once, Rico. I'm not worried about what you get for it. I get kids all the time coming there. You'll buy it and they'll go, you know, I can get $30 just on eBay. I say, well, God bless you. Go get it. You want to go through all that hassle? Go get it.
You really
I would prefer if they said, I've been looking for this record all my life. It's my favorite record. I want to play it. I can't wait to play it. That's... What I like, I don't like people to buy records off me to resell them, but that's the reality of the marketplace right now.
You know, the way that you're talking makes you seriously one of my living heroes. Do you understand that?
Well, let's just hope I can keep living for a little while. Everybody always tells me in here when they're leaving, don't die, Jerry, because I won't have no place to buy records, you know?
It's absolute.
And don't close up. I had them all scared when I was thinking of closing up or selling. Because, by the way, nobody in the world wanted to buy it. Nobody wanted the responsibility of taking care of all these records. You know, if I, let's say I go to the Himalayas, right, and I meet the guru and he tells me to get rid of all my earthly goods, okay? If I did that and I put a sign up outside, free records, come and get them. After 6 weeks, over half of these records would still be here. Nobody would take them for nothing. You know what I mean? That's what we're talking about here. Who's going to take all my Herb Alpert and Barry Manilow records and Tiffany and Martika and... Taylor Dane and Debbie Gibson records. Now, who in their right mind is going to take them?
Those are artists of lasting value, Jerry.
Yeah. I don't think they have their own records. They probably moved on in life or something. But, you know, that's realistically, half of this stuff, they wouldn't take them for free.
Well, you tried that once, right? Tell me about it.
Well, I was paying money to store records, you know, renting space. Then I realized I'm never going to sell these records. I'm never even going to get to look at them because there's too many of them. So I talked to the guy in the paper, and they ran a little article. And I, out in front of my store, I gave away over 170,000 records, albums, all in boxes of 100. I gave away 100,000, and then we ran out. The line was around the block and around the corner. We ran out, and so I said, well, I got another storage area. I gave them all a little thing, and I said, come back next week, and we'll do it again. And I gave away the other 70,000 of them.
But see, you were able to give them away for free.
But they had no choice. They couldn't look at them. They had to take the whole box. They were sealed shut. I still do that. Every time we build up 20 or 30 boxes, I put a sign outside and they come in and take them for free.
Yeah, I was actually here one time visiting from Los Angeles and I saw one. Yeah. And I was very tempted, but see, now they charge me for transporting those boxes back on the planes for checked baggage.
And then a couple times I'll get a landlord, they'll call me and go, hey, one of my tenants moved out, I left 6 boxes of records, and I say, do they have this name on them? We use these boxes from a moving company. He goes, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. I says, don't bring them to me. In other words, he wants to sell them back to me, the ones I gave away. The kid who took them probably took what he wanted out of them and just had left them. So I'm not taking these with me when I move, you know?
And then he tried to bring them back to sell them.
Well, the landlord did, not the kid. Or they put them out in the curb, and then someone sees them and brings them in, and I says, whoa, wait, nope. He said, well, what do you mean? They're records. I says, I gave them away. And then someone threw them away, and you found them. I said, you found them on a curb, right? He went, yeah, I did. I said, well, I don't know. I don't want them.
You should, you know, put a blue mark on them, sort of like, you know, the Iraqis voting, so you know that they've been through your store one time.
Yeah. Well, like I say, we use a distinctive box, so that's what happens.
What's your what's the most valuable record that ever came through the store?
Oh, probably a Northern Soul. Northern Soul's real hot. The 45s, obscure 45s. We sold a couple of them for like $1,000.
Which one?
I can't remember. I give them to my son to play around with.
To play around with? Tell me that doesn't mean like using them as a frisbee.
No, I give them to sell, and then he gives me most of the money, and he keeps some for himself. But I can't be bothered with all that. I'm not interested in selling records on eBay or nothing.
Final question. Oh, here, you got a customer to do.
Jerry, I get the Boomer Special, and you know the price on these. There's three in that album.
How much you want to give me, Frank?
Whatever you feel I can afford.
$5?
Sure, definitely. I want to give you a sale today.
All right.
I really, Jerry, tomorrow Sunday is a bad day for the buses.
Bad day for buses, huh, Frank?
You got a $5 coming, Jerry.
All right, Frank.
I had my potatoes today, Jerry.
All right, you're the first sale of the day, Frank.
So I'm all right. Yeah, I can play right.
You're not the last sale of the day.
Yeah, you're right, Jerry. And get your potatoes at 8.
All right. Okay, did you want to ask me something?
Yeah. Vinyl is coming back, man.
That's a lot of bull crap. Since we're on an interview, I'll use good language. Vinyl is not coming back. They're just trying to promote the $15 to $30 overpriced vinyl that they're putting out for these poor kids to buy. And, you know, back in 85 when CDs came in, Rico, somebody said, I had the store in Oakland, and you've been around a long time. I don't know if you've been around that long. Somebody said to me, I guess this is the end of vinyl, huh, Jer? I guess it'd be all CDs. And I said, nah, they'll print vinyl up when they can get more money for it than a CD. They'll make it deluxe and limited editions and unissued cuts that you can only get on vinyl. And damn if I wasn't right.
You were the Nostradamus of the record industry.
I'm not a prophet, but I know how greedy the record business is. And I know their policy is to resell you the same thing you already own over and over and over again and convince you that you have to have it, you know? Just like they're doing with these DVDs now. If they have alternative endings in other scenes, why don't you put them in the movie? You know what I mean? Who wants to watch the cuts? It's like, hey, let's take that stuff off the floor and sell it, you know?
Great. Well, let me ask you, so you want to play me a song? I would love to have you play me what your favorite thing that's come through the doors lately.
You know, I like older stuff mainly. You know, I like seeing stuff that I've never seen before, but that happens very, very infrequently nowadays. I saw an album by the Sapphires. It was a soul group on Swan Records, you know, which the Beatles were on, I think, for a while. It was called the Sapphires, and it's just a rare album because they only sold 45s mostly back then. Nobody was buying albums. I've never seen it before. 33 years, and I collect girl groups too, and I'm going to play it for you. Okay.
Mother said you were bad.
That is a sweet tune.
That particular record, I looked it up, that's supposedly worth $300. That's how rare it is. That's just a really rare record. And I'm going to sell it to him for $30, he says, in his dreams.